All right, brothers and sisters, let's open our Bibles. And again, I pray we never get tired of saying that. Thanks be to God that that's where we look. And again, that's all by grace. We're turning again tonight to Ephesians. We're in the fourth chapter. Tonight, God willing, we're going to finish it up. That wonderful 25th through the 32nd verse. And I pray to the Lord we remember. Let me tell you something, we're going to need the power of verses 23 and 24 before we can ever even remotely begin to wade into verse 25. I'll give you a little hint. To put away lying and anger, to put away wasting your time, to become ministers of grace, you're going to have to be strengthened and empowered by the power of His might. Praise be to God. So let's do pick it up actually from verses 23 and 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye, remember this, have put on. That's you in Christ. You have put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So, brothers and sisters, we have put on the new man, done, finished, completed. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, and that is who we are right now. God help us to always have that in remembrance. Always. Not something that we just keep, but by the grace of God, it's just there. Know it. God said it, and that is so. It's it. It's a matter of fact. His magnificent grace did it, and now we're going to grow up in it. And how do we do that? Well, we do it, obviously, Bible studies. Going to church, brothers and sisters. Prayer, worship, immersed in truth and love. And in that, we're strengthened to face the things in verses 25 through 32. So now that we've been made more than conquerors through Christ who loved us, I think we're ready to go on. How about you? Amen? Amen. Through anything. Through anything. So here we go, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needs. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. So we begin tonight with some wondrous warnings, brothers and sisters, signs, if you will, of sin that can reign in our lives. Now, coming off of 23 and 24, some may say, well, why? We're the new man. How could that even happen? If we're new creation, that's not us. And I say, praise be to God, you're getting it. But I'm also going to tell you this, it's because God has put us here to fight the good fight of faith, brothers and sisters. I am so thankful to God that we are seeing something here, that God divinely put us in these weakened bodies, brothers and sisters, to show Himself faithful, to rely upon the grace of God. That's the only thing that will perform. That's the only thing that will perform that in us, brothers and sisters, is the grace of God through faith. We grow up into Him in all things. As we have read, it's the perfect plan to show Himself faithful in us. That we have been vessels chosen, made, created to hold the treasure of the Lord, the grace of God. I just rejoice in that. He's given us the grace. He wants us to receive the grace. He wants us to just feast upon that grace. And as we do that, we come forth as more precious than gold that is tried in the fire. But let's not forget the oneness that he's talking about. He's visiting here with us in Christ. This is the body that he has made us one in. This wondrous body of Christ. And brothers and sisters, it's a warning sign to us to protect the unity, the oneness that we have in Christ. Hold the fort. You know, he's coming. He's coming to catch her away. The wife hath made herself ready. Then that oneness is so precious. She's altogether lovely. She's the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. And God wants us, desires us to be part of it. Isn't that wonderful? We have a desire because of the grace of God. We have this vision that His grace has given us. But that grace is His desire. That grace is His desire to win Him. And it's in that grace, brothers and sisters, that He requires nurturing and supplying in the body. It's also known as edifying. And we cannot be in this glorious church without being willing or being a part of the supplying of the grace of God one to another. Some think, well, I've heard this message. And I appreciate this message. But I'm going to go out here and I'm just going to lie and I'm going to gossip and I'm going to say hurtful things. And that's going to be okay. Because I still understand and I still see this message. And then you have some that say, well, I love this message. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and hermit up. You know, just sit all by myself. I don't need to come in and fellowship. I get too hurt when I come here. Come on now. Huh? Well, maybe I know more than pastor does. Praise be to God if you do. That's wonderful. I'm thankful to that. We're not in competition, brothers and sisters. There's one that has it all, and Christ in me and Christ in you is the one that's going to perform it. Amen. Okay? Know it. Just know that. But brothers and sisters, you think sometimes, okay, I'm going to be in these states and I'm just going to wait for His appearing. And I'll assure you, it is right, you'll see Him. But I'm going to assure you that in those kind of states of heart, brothers and sisters, it's not going to be at the first trump. It's not going to be. She's a glorious church. She's without spot or wrinkle. It's a wonderful thing. She is full of love. When God has opened the opportunity to supply, and it's not just an opportunity, it's a requirement. It's a requirement. And it's not something that we forcefully come in. You willingly, you want to come in. And I see that God is doing that in us. I'm thankful to the Lord. I know that it has been here. It's not just something that has come. Thanks be to God, His faithfulness has come forth. But brothers and sisters, there is a glory. When God put upon my heart to say, Lord, we need a double portion. Let me tell you something. He brings a double portion. If we will enter into it, it's there. It is. It's not predicated upon people. It's predicated upon Him. Upon Him. And He uses us. And us in Christ is what He wants. And the bride will take part in that supplying because the bride is the vessel. And we know that the vessel, the true vessel, adds to the usefulness of her husband. I just love that. I dwell in that. I'm so thankful. God, you mean me? And He says, yes, you, honey. Add to the usefulness of my son. He's calling to us, brothers and sisters. He wants us to wed His son. He's searching. Now, John 8:44 explains verse 24. Verse 25. John 8:44 explains verse 25 where it says, put away lying. And in John 8:44 it tells us that the devil is the father of lies. So brothers and sisters, if lying is our game, then our fellowship is obvious. Come on, it's just obvious where our fellowship is. The enemy is the father of lies. And that's not who we are. And lies aren't real. They never happened. I'm so grateful to God for that. I'm understanding that that isn't me. Christ in me is who I am. That corrupt thing died. and the life I now live. It's faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Isn't that awesome? I'm just so grateful to him of what he's done. Now, I can understand that because of grace. And then the opposite of John 8:32 is the truth makes men free. The truth makes men free. And only in truth and only in that freedom, in that liberty, brothers and sisters, are we ever going to run well. It's the grace of God that we grow in. It's the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we grow in. See, whereas lies, they bind us and they hinder us and they stumble us. And in verse 26, it's very clear. It says, be angry and sin not. And this is Psalm 4:4. Angry here literally means to be hatred of evil and wrongdoing. To be in hatred of evil and wrongdoing. See, it's fleeing the very appearance of evil, brothers and sisters. Don't enter into that stuff. Devil starts to tempt you. Well, that's a good chewy piece of something. Now, what'd you say? I need to hear that again. God help us to get away from that stuff. And I mean that. You know, God can do it. It may be our nature, and it is. It's our old man. But we have put on the new man. We have put on the new man. Have put on. Know this. That's a lie out there. But fleeing the very appearance of evil. And brothers and sisters, as Jesus said in Mark 3:5, being grieved at hardness of hearts. Jesus Christ was grieved at this stuff that was going on. And see, when we're grieved about sin, when we're grieved about the appearance of evil, that prevents wrath from setting in our hearts. And what I mean by that is often as saints, we get angry about sin. Sure, there's a godly anger there. We get angry about it. But then what happens is we begin to become judgmental or bitter about it. Welcome back to sin. Come on now, you see what I'm saying? See, that sin, if we're going to go there, it's going to reign again. But a grieved heart towards sin, brothers and sisters, it reproves and rebukes and exhorts because it seeks to cover the sin. It seeks to cover the nakedness, brothers and sisters. That doesn't mean that we're condoning it. That's not that mean we're accepting it. But praise be to God, we're doing with it in a godly manner. Before thee and thee only, Lord. It's before thee and thee only. You've allowed me to come upon this, Lord. But you know what? I'm getting that and covering my brother's nakedness. Come on now. There's meetings that know better, that are exposing, that are having people publicly stand up and say these different things. God help them. That's not how God takes care of things. Know it. Before thee and thee only have I sinned. Now, if you've hurt a brother, you go to them. Have that repentant heart. You tell them, I'm sorry that I've offended. I'm sorry that I've hurt you. And in that's all you can do. Amen. But I'm not looking for your forgiveness. I'm already looking to the blood by the grace of God. Do you see what I'm saying? See, that's it. It's just knowing. It's not being arrogant. It's resting in that wondrous blood that flowed from Calvary. And brothers and sisters, we just immerse in that blood, in that grace. And I'm going to tell you, it'll make us the people that we never could imagine that we could be. Not just that I wanted to be. I don't even understand that. But God makes me that man. He makes you that woman. He makes us in Christ. Praise God. And it is real. I'm so thankful. You talk about a miracle. Look who you are in Christ. Look at how you've begun to respond to things. People are looking, oh God, can't you? Look what God's already done in your life. Thank Him for those things. You've lived miracle after miracle after miracle. Don't be like those ones that were tempting God in the wilderness. Be thankful. God knows your need. He put it there. Do you know that? He put that need there. He put that need there to call out to Him and said, man, you're the forever faithful Father. I know this ain't hard for you either. Time and time again, here we go. And you know, I never get tired of it, Lord. Really? Do we? No, never get tired of showing Himself mighty in our lives. But brothers and sisters, here we go. We seek to cover the sin. Then we pray to receive the right heart from God and how He wants us to respond. And you know how He'll always want to respond? You know what the test is? Love. It's just love. You're not responding in love? That ain't God. It's not. I assure you it's not, because God is love. He can't respond in anything but that. Now, I'm going to set this right, huh? I'm going to bring judgment to this situation. Justice is going to happen. Those thoughts come to you. Let me tell you something. You are so far apart from the will of God. You better know it, and you better know it immediately. You're hurting the body. You're hurting the body. And you're part of that body. God help us to understand that. But when we respond in love, brothers and sisters, it stops Satan cold. It defeats him. It is written in love. It is written in love. Amen. This is written in blood. Praise be to God. The Word. And then he's got to flee. Isn't that wonderful? We got to move. 28 says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Now, brothers and sisters, verse 29, I believe, is even a more specific restatement of that verse 25. And it's very important. When God continues to tell us something over and over, we best pay attention. Get away from gossip. Get away from it. Get away from lying. He's the father of lies. And let the love of God cover the multitude of sin. It already did. You understand that? Now let him apply it in your life. There's nothing like the grace of God. There just isn't anything like it. It's eternities to come. He's going to show forth the exceeding riches of His grace. And it's the greatest thing that we know right now, because it is what it is, what it is, what it is. And that's what God brought to us, His grace. And there isn't anything better. I will use the word feeling, because there's no better feeling when grace really strikes your heart. You know what I'm saying? The very moment it struck your heart the very first time was when you accepted Him as Savior. And what a time that was for every one of us. To know that God just so loved me that He gave His Son. And in freely giving Him to me and accepting that He is my Savior, He died upon that cross, I received that grace. Now what a day. Praise God. What a day. And that's where it all began. Each and every one of His children, praise be to God, the moment that we accepted Him. But how wondrous is that grace that was already there, and grace so infinite continues to grow in our lives. And how magnificent. And how I understand that the grace can bring the Holy Spirit in my life. And how the grace of God, by His wonderful doing, takes the things of Christ and He makes them mine. And I understand that they're already mine, but He's showing them unto me, growing me up in them, raising me, praise God, in the palace. If I'll just stay there, amen. Times I wandered away, Father was just there waiting, looking, looking. He never moved. Praise be to God, He never moved. And in just one step, right back into the throne room, in the name of Jesus. Never, ever has anything so struck my heart to think that, Lord, I didn't have to do this and this and this and this. See what religion does? Lays down all those rules and all those things and all that guilt and all that. Come on. That's how they control. You know it. Huh? They either control you by self-righteousness or fear. And God just says, do you want my love? What do you think? Huh? Let my love just embrace you. It already has. Now I want you to embrace it. Isn't that just amazing? How free and how wondrous. How awesome. But brothers and sisters, I'll tell you, it just keeps getting better. But as it says here, just flee the devil, as the Word of God says, and he'll resist you. And it goes on to say, don't rob one another. We don't want to take advantage of one another. Seek the mind of Christ and let love reign. Be responsible for the testimony of the truth, brothers and sisters. To whom much is given, much is required. This is precious. Precious stone. Isn't that wonderful? Praise be to God. Take care of it. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Don't let this world make... I always hear this. Well, this is what I am. Especially with men. Well, I'm this and I'm that. That's what defines me. God help you. You are Christ's. He bought you. You're not your own. And when you finally figure that out, you'll have peace. You'll rest. You'll say, I understand that I'm yours and I'm so thankful. And you lead me in love. Praise God. But brothers and sisters, as a testimony of the Word of God, Brother Paul, he didn't do anything to hinder the gospel of Christ. I love the way Brother Copley says it. I was reading. It says, just because there's water there in the faucet, you don't let it run. Now think about what he's saying there. Whatsoever things are true and lovely and of a good report. See, just because something happened, brothers and sisters, doesn't mean that everybody needs to know about it. Did you hear that? Just because something happened doesn't mean everybody needs to know about it. Christians often play, remember when you were a kid and you're playing telephone about stuff? Stop it. Stop it. Let your communication be with Him. James 3:8 tells us the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly, evil, full of deadly poison. You best pay attention to this. I'm telling you. This is what we are apart from God. This is what we'll be apart from God. And yet, in Christ, praise the Lord, the Shulamite's speech is comely. It's full of love. She speaks truth in love. She brings meat to the family so that the family can grow up into Him in all things. Isn't that awesome? Do you see what He's bringing to us? You want to be a giver? Be a Galilee. Receive grace and give it out. Amen. That's what it does, is it just pours through us. If we want to be a testimony, brothers and sisters, if we want to be a minister of the grace of God, edify. Promote spiritual growth in one another. Bring the things of truth and love. God convict us, and take that conviction quick. Don't wait. Immediate. The full overcomer overcomes. There's things to overcome. It's obvious. We're going to have shortcomings. But by the grace of God, let us look up immediately and say, Lord, I need you for this. The temptation coming. Amen. God, I know that this is going to wipe me out. I need you. That's what He's asking for. You're weak. Know it. But learn to be quick to ask. Quick to praise. Quick to believe, right? Remember that those brothers that they had to be told of the Lord? Slow to believe. I want to know He's walking in my presence immediately. My heart's burning right now. Praise the Lord. He's so good. I was thinking like the maitre d' of grace. Ready to serve it up. Isn't that awesome? But see, in a moment the devil, brothers and sisters, can destroy our testimony. And nothing does it more effectively than evil communication toward a brother or sister in the Lord. Now, don't use that as an excuse to be defeated. Do you understand what I'm saying? More than not, people that will leave this meeting, an excuse will be, somebody said something. That brother just hurt me so. They did me wrong. Now God's given you the grace to overcome that. Know it. But brothers and sisters, seek to be a vessel that edifies, that promotes spiritual growth in one another. We're not perfect, we understand that. But don't, again, keep jabbing and poking and cutting and then say, oh, well, the grace of God forgives me. The grace of God forgives me. Let me tell you, the grace of God is the reason to grow up and to respond to be a mature Christian. By the grace of God, to respond to be someone that can bring that edification to your life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that's who we are. This is the message that we have. And God help us to adhere to these things. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He doesn't want any part of that. I don't care if you spent 50 years in the gossip chain and said, well, brother, that's just who I am. No, it's not. It's just not. Oh, but I crave to get Sister So-and-so's call. She's got such juicy meat on everybody. Stop it. Amen. And I mean it. Stop that. That's evil communication and it hurts the body. And brothers and sisters, it's defeating you from God's best. And it is. It's something that we need to understand at this time, that these things, God help us to overcome. They knew they were Christians because of their love for one another. The love is the testimony. Judgment, condemnation, it's putrid. Worthless communication is exactly what it is. It's worthless. It defeats you. It defeats others. The Word of God tells us to be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. It's the walk. It's not the talk. It's the walk. The Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, He'll bring that communication to your life, but by the grace of God, walk it. Walk it. Not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Brothers and sisters, this is the follow through of the love of God in us. That's what it is. The follow through. It comes in and it comes out. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 30. It's so vitally important. It says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Don't make Him sad. No. Praise God, the Trinity. I'm so grateful to God how that's just working so perfectly. And to the day of redemption, till we see Jesus, till we are free from this sinful flesh. Be tender and respond to conviction immediately. Now you think of this wonderful book of Ephesians here. This is written to some saints mighty in spirit, on fire for the Lord, those that are loving His appearing. And as I read that, I said, man, that sounds like a lot of folks here. Full of passion. Passion for the Lord. And I'm so grateful to God. This passion that we have is not known to very many meetings, brothers and sisters. And therefore, sometimes those meetings that don't know this, they don't have the same strife sometimes that we deal with one another. Come on. When you're passionate, let me tell you something. Sometimes you're on edge. Amen? Amen? Amen. But this passion is a wonderful thing. But don't let our passion... See, the enemy's always about his business. And he'll try to get in any way he can. And he'll try to use that passion to become an emotion. Now, I've had people say, well, to me, brother, what do you mean? We're supposed to be emotionless. Or by the grace of God, I'm full of emotion. I am. But by the grace of God, I ask for godly emotion. God to control those things. To God not let me get beside myself. God, the love of Christ constrains me. How could we be stone cold about Jesus Christ? I've seen people that go around doing that, but that's the ice in the pew, brothers and sisters. She is a people full of praise. What did he say? Yeah, I said it exactly as it needs to be said. She, the wife, is a people full of praise. She's on fire. She wants to be married. She's waiting. That bride, praise God, she sleeps with her clothes on. She don't want to miss him. She's the wife that has made herself ready. I was thinking about that. She's not so concerned in how she looks if she's got her clothes on in bed and waiting. Her hair might not be just right. But see, she's not so caught up in the myrrh on her hands and all these different things. Let these things speak to you. Get with it about the things that are important, brothers and sisters. I remember when God took me through that. You say, oh, brother, I realize that very well. You don't care much about your parents anymore, do you? Oh, God, I wish I looked like this. I wish I was like that. I wish, oh, look at that guy, man. He's got some guns on him. And you know, God made me just perfect. I do understand that, brothers and sisters. And you know what he did to you, too? He made you exactly as you needed to look, the shape, the size, the mind power, whatever you want to say, that got you here this evening to listen to this, to know your need to hear the gospel of grace. You see how divinely perfect that is? Any other way, any other thing that you would even have tonight could defeat you from God's best. Right. And it's worthless. Hazardous, really. You know what I'm saying. Know that for yourselves. And that's when we get satisfied with Him and Him alone. But brothers and sisters, it says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God. See, as that enemy, as I said, it goes about his business, he'll turn that passion into human emotion if we let it. And we must be on guard, as verse 31 tells us. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor. It must be put away. The command is to cease from it. As it tempts you to come back to it. Clamor is a big one here. Did you know that word clamor? It means always needing to speak out about an issue. I know that's not anybody here. No. Not you guys. Huh? Greatest thing we could do, brothers and sisters, is when we think we've been hurt, whether it's true or not, take it to God. Amen. Take it to God. He's your defender. Do you know that? He is. He fights for you. He really does. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, if they do hurt us, which they inevitably will, it just happens. Come on now. Do good unto them that despitefully use you. Huh? Oh, I thought that was just talking about a sinner. You know, when my brother gives me a shot, I'm going to give him a black eye back. He should have known better, huh? He does know better. Do you know that he does? But pray for yourself first. Really, pray for yourself. God, give me the right heart. I want to win your best. And don't let me get prideful in that I didn't strike back. Look at me. See, I'm telling you. I'll just speak from experience because I know this isn't applying to any of you, right? See, the devil, and remember, God has to allow him to do this. But this is the perfection we're talking about. We're growing up into Him in all things. So we're going to be tried in every way. Every way. So you may have a spirit that might even be able to say, well, yeah, I can take that. But immediately it turns to pride and say, yeah, I can take that, huh? How do you feel about that? It didn't bother me. That's exactly what the enemy would love to pull out of you, wouldn't he? How about saying, God, man, that is just so not me. I am so amazed at your grace in my life. That's the wondrous thing about it, brothers and sisters, is understanding God, He just is all the credit. He's everything. He's everything. There isn't anything good there. It's all Him. All right. It's our nature to want to go back to things. It's our nature to want to go back and pick things up. We say we're over things often, don't we? Oh, I'm over that. Yeah, I got over that a long time ago. And a week comes by and you're back there and playing with it again, huh? Oh, you're better than that. It's a month for you and you even wait a year before you go pick it up again, huh? The race winner. Now listen, this is the Word of God. And I know we can chuckle about these things, and I'm thankful because God's got a great sense of humor. He really does. He's wonderful to laugh with and to joy with and to be happy in the Lord with. But the race winner forgets those things which are behind. That's it. Period. If you're really going to run to win Him, you cannot run until those things are left behind completely. That means that you don't care about them. You can say it's behind, but there's still a care. There's still a thought about it. There's still an inkling back there. This is a chaste virgin to Christ. I don't want to mess around with anybody else. I just want to marry you. You know what I'm saying? My dating days are over. Honey, I'm yours. It really is. Come on. That's what it is. Amen. That's what the Father, the true worshiper, spirit and truth. It's the love shed abroad in her heart. It's right there. And I say these things, honestly, not to, I hope, hurt you. It's not intended that way. It's to preach the Word. Amen. To encourage us to wake up and to wake up now. Now. He's coming. He's coming so soon. We know this. And it doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter where we feel we are with God either. You test it. You try it. You search it in the Scriptures. Amen. And you don't go into the Scripture to prove yourself right. Or you shouldn't even start it. No, really, you know what I'm saying? It's, Lord, show me, reveal this to me. You know, I know this verse, Lord. I can quote it by memory. But God, make it real in my life. And make it real in my life for this instance, in this instance, in this day, and for all these things. Huh? That's the Word of God. Malice or evil thoughts toward one another, brothers and sisters, it's deadly. Deadly. It knocks us right out of the race. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't care what defense mechanism you think it helps you to survive with, how it helps you get along with your new life or old life or whatever it is. Malice is deadly to winning God's best. It just is not going to be. It says here in this Word to be kind and tender-hearted. You have to remember, these are the fully purposed saints. That's Ephesians, fully purposed. All right? Fully purposed. I believe that we're here tonight to hear the message of being fully purposed, are we? That's why we come together. I'm thankful to hear a message about salvation, don't get me wrong. To be filled with the Holy Spirit, praise be to God. All necessary to understanding, to be brought forth, and to be brought up into all truth. We know that. But this is about being fully purposed. Okay? So that's what we're going to speak about, because that's God's will. And this is what God has brought out. And He says right here, be kind to one another and tender-hearted. And tender-hearted, if you look that word up in the Greek, it means to have strong bowels. Isn't that something? Can you take a shot in the gut? That's all I thought of right away. Can you get hit in the gut? I'm talking about one of those soul shots, huh? Somebody goes right for the quick of your heart. Oh, God help us that we don't want to throw those, but are we able to forgive then? And I'm talking from the closest ones. See, so often, brothers and sisters, we have such an easier time of forgiving those that we don't even know. But when it's the closest ones to us, those are the ones we really do have the hardest time with, don't we? Huh? Oh, I can read about Brother David and his, you know, problem and adultery and fornication and all this. I'll just bring it right home. But, you know, I knew Brother Hill personally, so I can't go there. Come on. What do you think? Did God go there? Oh, yeah. He went beyond, didn't He? Amen. Come on now. I believe God is striking deep. I'm not afraid or ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I love you, brothers and sisters, and I know you love me, and that's just the grace of God. We love Him. And we're here to grow up into Him in all things. But it's time we get serious and sincere with the Lord. It's time. But brothers and sisters, it says to be able to bear one another's sorrows, to have compassion. And the compassion that we need to have is the very compassion of Christ. And what is the compassion of Christ? Forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You didn't know you had that in you, did you? But you do. You do. Do you know you do? I mean, really, do you know that you have this in you? You have His very life. This isn't something we ramp up or get excited about or something I've got to pull out. You have this, born of God. That life, brothers and sisters, that wonderful compassion to forgive one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And I believe, brothers and sisters, it is one of the greatest of tests, the true judge of His love in us. It answers the question, is this life about me and my feelings, or is it really about the will of the Father? See, people don't want to hear this stuff, do they? Say, oh, that's just too tough. It is what it is. And He said, now wait a second here. My burden, praise God, is light. My yoke is easy. Huh? I just keep hearing Him tell me, son, just be. Just be. Huh? Just be. So brothers and sisters, it's forgiving as Christ. And that means to cast it all, cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. Cast it all. I know there's many, many hurts. There's many hurts in this building tonight. There's many memories of hurts in this building tonight. And I assure you, until it's given over to God, it's not right. It's just not. He wants us to win Him. Huh? Lay aside some of the weights. Huh? Most of the weights. Every weight. All of them. You gonna come back? Huh? You see how much you need Him? Huh? How much, praise God, He wants to do? So here's, as we part, I ask us, are we going to believe Him? Are we going to believe Him? See, that's everything to Him. Believe me. You want to do something for God? Believe Him. That's all He wants from you. Believe Him. Believe Him. Believe Him. That's loving Him. And growing up into Him in all things. Or are the things just too important to hang on to? Too important to never forget or to forgive? So important, brothers and sisters, that it would cost us the midst of His throne? Kind of an interesting way to end up tonight. But that's what the Lord put upon my heart. Is it worth missing God's best? Really, just take a moment and let him strike that deep. That pride. And that's really what it is. I'm telling you, it's pride. Backing off of something that you've held for years that you know is right, but it's not. You know why? Because you know it's not love. And it's not edifying to the body. Think about it. Is it promoting spiritual growth in our body? Is it promoting spiritual growth? I'll bring it right home, in your home.
Hallelujah.
Come on. We're on one course. And that course is to win Him. And it's a course of joy. All right? And He's faithful.
Hallelujah.
He's faithful. Let's stand and be dismissed. Praise God.